University of Missouri agriculture economist Scott Brown took a lot of questions tonight at the Heart of America Dairy Expo on volatility. You were talking about both output costs and input costs on this. Volatility is going to play a big part in how dairymen do.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, you've just seen incredible volatility the last 5 years. I continue to send the message that, you know, we're probably not done on the volatility front. Both milk prices and feed costs have been all over the board. Getting producers to think about what kind of strategies might be available to them is very important if they're going to remain in business long term.
What are those strategies?
Well, you certainly have things like built-in-to-use futures markets, maybe forward contracting. We have different kinds of government policy. Livestock gross margin program for dairy is one that some producers have taken advantage of. Then you also have the milk income loss contract program that helps on the risk front. Also, then we're debating new farm policy that might be helpful on the risk front as well with the Dairy Security Act. So there's a number of tools available. I go, producers just need to understand those tools and pick one that works for their operation.
When the new farm bill is decided, there are going to be some other different programs for dairymen to choose from policy-wise.
Yeah, you know, so we had a lot of debate in 2012 about the Dairy Security Act, this notion of a crop insurance-like program that producers can choose supplemental margin coverage levels. You know, we don't know what we're going to get as we debate the Farm Bill in 2013, but if we get something similar to the Dairy Security Act, there's a lot of choices for producers to make and a lot of education to do.
And it's also, I would say it's not without its confusion, judging from the questions this evening.
There's a lot of again, questions producers need to answer in terms of how they want to participate with the Dairy Security Act. We have some features that they get base coverage for free, but then on top of that, they start to have to make choices about supplemental coverage and the level of that supplemental coverage. I think producers are going to like some of the flexibility that's offered under the supplemental margin program if we were to pass the Dairy Security Act.
Here we are in late January. A lot of the fortunes of dairy farmers will depend on what the weather is going to do.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you look ahead and go, if we have a decent corn crop in 2013, we're likely going to plant a lot of acres of corn in this country. I would think corn prices and other feed costs would come down if we have a decent crop. I really look at their 2013 future, and whether it's good or bad is based a lot on weather. I think we have some opportunity for higher milk prices as we move through 2013, but it's really the feed cost side where we could get a big break with a decent crop.
What do you recommend to producers as they go into, well, a lot of unknowns just yet, but hedging one way or the other, using the market to their advantage going into the season, not knowing yet what the corn crop is going to do, but what should they do?
Yeah, a very tough question to answer. I always go, for every operation, it's a different answer. You have to look at your own risk situation and choosing whether you want to just participate in the marketplace as it is or whether you want to use things like futures markets to try to protect that risk. If I'm very risk adverse, so I go the first thing for producers, on a scale of 1 to 10, how risk adverse or risk loving are you? If you're a very risk loving operation, you may choose a very different outcome than if you're very risk averse. If you're very risk averse, looking at those futures markets as a way to protect risk may be an option. Or go to your co-op. It's not like many of these cooperatives aren't offering many different programs for producers that help on the risk side. Pay attention to those. There's always cost associated with many of these risk strategies. I often think of it as an insurance cost.